married, what are you waiting for now? So the question is, do you have a right to postpone fulfillment of the mitzvah to Israel? If people are married, they want to postpone having children for later. That's a mitzvah. So the Chazon Ish has this essay on this mitzvah, where he says that it would appear that not. We discussed before Pesach, the practice always was that the Jews figured out how not to say it's time of curse. That's why you always figure out. In the recent years, all of Rabbanim made their sinners. They made their Tulis mitzvah. In the days of Nebbi Yehuda, they always had a bris. And I say, how could they always have a bris in our Pesach? But Nebbi Yehuda writes, whenever a baby was born, they had to postpone the bris, so they saved it to El Pesach. So Nebbi Yehuda thinks that that practice is wrong. He gives two reasons. One of the reasons is that whenever you have a milah, which is mitzvah, he thinks whenever the baby is better, you have to do the bris immediately. Right away, you're not allowed to postpone it another day. And then Bar Avram, later, Bar Avram was the Rabban Kopner, he died in the middle of the Second World War, he writes that he thinks you're not even allowed to postpone an hour. If the doctor says now, it's 12:23, you can do the bris now, you have to postpone the bris a couple days. You can do it now, but you have to do it right now. You're not allowed to wait till 6 o'clock in the evening. That's the day time. And others, but Machulis, which is Bar Avram, they said, no, you have all day, you shouldn't have done that. You just said you shouldn't postpone it until tomorrow, but you have the rest of the day to do it. So this is not a big issue. So when one is obligated to do a mitzvah, he's not permitted to postpone. The Chazon Ish says that some mitzvahs yes, some mitzvahs no. He discusses it. Some mitzvahs he holds that if it constitutes a bitla mitzvah deraisa, if you're going to wait a little bit further, have to wait till he gets the right girl. But after he's already picked out the girl, so then if he's going to wait a little further, postpone fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa, That would possibly constitute a bitma mitzvah to Israel. He may have 100 children later on. The fact that he postponed that itself constitutes a bitma mitzvah. Maram Sheikh has in his children, he's a Talmud of Chum, so he has the first children, the second children. That was an interesting shayla. That was learning in Yeshiva, and he had the possibility of getting an Yeshiva. But he felt that if he burned another couple of years, he would become a very big Talmud Chacham, so he was very talented, then he would get a real knockout Yeshiva. Alamayla. He wants to know, is he allowed to postpone getting married for a couple of years? Still 19, still 20. He's getting married very young then. Now, Mishik has a tshuva where he discusses the Hungarian minute that the first year a person doesn't wear kippah. What's the reason? So he says, because he used to get married at the age of 17, 16, trying to little fishes. Now, what do you mean? Wear kippah. Have a little baby wear kippah. Looks ridiculous. So let him be married for a year. He should become a little musician. If he grow up a little bit, he's a mature little bit, he used to get married very young. The other shayla, the guy can get himself a shidduch at the age of 16, or he can wait till the age of 19, and already know how to learn better, and then we'll get a better shidduch. Is he allowed to or not? So he doesn't talk about this. It didn't occur to him that it should be an issue that I said, people are mitzvah, like the Chazon Ish developed the whole idea. Like the Nebi Yehuda had about postponing the bris milah by Midrash Levi Mas. He says it's at least prohibited in the Rabbanim, because there is a city, the first half in human. Hashinu lemita. How do you know he's going to live so long? We don't all live forever. Just call Adam lemita. Everybody's going to die. So the Gemara says that there's a thing, Hashinu lemita. That you have to consider the possibility he's going to die. He won't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Is he just going to postpone a day or two, a week or two? Again, that's his man mu'at. So his man mu'at, there's a machlokes on the first half of Yom, was a Hashinu lemita. But his man meruda. Postponed for a couple of years, that's for sure it's Hashim and Mitzvah. Then the question is, what's called Mamur, what's called Mamur? It has that also on the first page in the Shuvah's Maram Shik, in Chel Gehan Ezra. It has a Shtikul Peri, wants to prove that 30 days is called Mamur. Now there's a question that proves whether it's so or not. Anyway, but the Chazon Ish has it based on this puzzle. It's in the Biyom Heroi. Biyom Heroi also El Akkoi. Yesham Shatelein Zem, Yesham Shiatelein Zem. The reason Machloekis in the first parish in Sukkot, where the mitzvah of Simchat Chatzin is a Simchat Deraisa of the Rabbanon. Basically, assumes the Dara Pashu is that it's only the Rabbanon. And the Rosh quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who says that the Yom Rishon of Shivitna Mishta, the theme Simchat Deraisa. As it says in Shri Hashim, Yom Chasinosa, the Yom Simchat Libor, it sounds like it's each one day, the Yom Chasinosa. The Zachir Simchat Deraisa, the Mishkin of Yankov has a tshuva, he quotes this Mishnah in the Goyim. It says, Achot in Shiva Simah Mishta, you wait, you look at the Nega, you don't look all 7 days, because he has a mitzvah simcha. So the Mishkin of Yankov in his tshuva is right, that he gets the impression from the Mishkin that not only is the Maharam Gutenberg right, that the Yom Arishan Naroz Mamluk must correct that the Simchas Chas in the first day of their Raisa, he gets the impression for the Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah Mishnah does the Chiy of Simcha Min Atarah by the Chas. Because the Mishnah is darshaning the Chas, it could be Yom Yesham Shatah Reshem Shiyatah Reshem, it says, Shiy of Simcha Mishnah, you may arrega, it sounds like all Shiy of Simcha Mishnah, they're Raisa. The Mishnah of Simcha, they're Raisa. Hi, the Raman quotes the Yishami that says the Perish, Moshe Dei Dinoi, when it's back in Shiy of Simcha Mishnah. They see it only Tatana de Rabban. They had him come up to say that they're right. So, he can fire him. Means what he's supposed to do in the Shiva's Mishnah. The fact that you have a share of Rabban, the fact that you have parties, that's maybe only the Rabban. But the fact that he's supposed to be in a state of Simcha, that could be that is their right. Okay.